not mere alphabet they are joined together. No, they are mystically locked sounds which we have combined in alphabets. Therefore, the meaning which you may read in the form of alphabet may not be what you expect to be high. The meaning is there, that's all. Don't try to read too much because it is the sound it gives. For example, if you take the Devi's 15 Aksharas including Hrim, they are basically grouped under three levels, three groups. Then Hrim is always added, and when you make it, it always comes 3 and plus 1 also, in one more kuta is also there. It will become 15. But the 15 are only the sound. For example, ka, la, e, I, sau, hlim, klau. So many sounds are there. When you translate it, what is the meaning would you get? You won't get anything. So that doesn't mean it is nonsensical. It has got its own power. Okay. Now, these mantras, once having been released, if it comes into possession of somebody, even without their knowledge, if they start reciting it, it will give you the desired result. That is the reason many of the Asura Shaktis and demons, as we used to call it in English, they were able to bind the Devas and they were able to fight against them. That is the reason this was not released much earlier. Now, coming to Lalita Sahasranama, in the sloka, what we have done so far is expression by the exposition of this basic why it is Hayagriva refused to Agastya and what are the procedures to be followed. In that process, Hayagriva was explaining what are the three levels, three things that are being done. One is Sri Chakra Upasana, the second is Devi Upasana, and the Sri Yantra Upasana. All the three are together. And when we are doing this Lalita Sahasranama Parayana, we have to do the Sri Chakra Aradhana, that is then Yantra Aradhana, then you have to do the Lalita Sahasranama. And what are the flowers that are be used? In addition to that, what exactly is the Naivedya? It is not given in the Purvanga. For your information, I can give you, because it is Payana, Payasana Priyatvakta Pashloka Bhayangari. Payasa you can give. You can give it. Please avoid this Semiya, that is Vermicelli Payasa. Other any of the Payasas you can offer. Then Haridhana Ikarasika. Earlier, the people used to give this, the rice, no? That Haridhana, you know, that is you have this. Like Sakra Pungal or that is you just make it like Elvachamana Sadam, something from lemon rice or something. Technically speaking, Haridhana means which you will find in the worship of Devis in Tamil Nadu in Mariamman Temple, in Kerala in certain cows, you will find that the Naivedya as food being offered to Devi is nothing but cooked rice, hot cooked rice mixed with Kunkuma, that is Haridhana. That's all. You just mix it with Kunkuma and offer it. That is Haridhana. Okay, that you can give. And the safest, and of course, you can always give, you know, Mahanaivedya, that is freshly cooked food, rice, with a teaspoon of ghee and little pulses, that is Thorabla. When I come to Karnataka, now Tamil is missing. You have to give that also, cooked parpu. So all of you know that what parpu is, bele, thor bele. So once you do that, I think that will complete it. Or if you find it difficult for any of these things, sometimes, no, there may be some doshas in this, safest is to offer honey or dry fruits. This is the overall procedures, general procedure, and initial, after all the other nyasas, everything will come one by one. Now, after having said, we start from 31. Hayagriva Vacha. Idya Gyapna Vasho Devyehi, Sri Devya Lalitambayaha, Rayase Namabir Divyehi, శత్రు స్తోత్రం అనుత్తమం. రహస్యనామ సాహస్రం ఇది తత్ విశ్రుతం పరం తదకదాచిత్ సదసి చిత్వా సింహాసనేంబిక. దీస్ వాగ్దేవీస్ ఆఫ్టర్ హ్యావింగ్ బీన్ ఆర్డర్డ్ బై లలితాదేవి రిసైటెడ్ ది దివ్య నామాస్ ఆఫ్ లలితాదేవి ఇది జ్ఞాప్త వచాదేవ్యాః శ్రీదేవ్యా లలితాంబయాః రహస్యై నామభిర్ దివ్యై శత్రుః స్తోత్రం అనుత్తమం. దిస్ హ్యాస్ బీన్ రివీల్డ్ లేటర్ దిస్ హ్యాస్ బీన్ రివీల్డ్ బై ది వాగ్దేవత విచ్ ది స్తోత్ర విచ్ హ్యావ్ బీన్ హిడ్డన్ ఫ్రమ్ ది ఎనిమీస్ ఆఫ్ ది దేవ శత్రు. నౌ దీస్ వాగ్దేవీస్ హ్యావ్ దేవ్ రిసైటెడ్ దమ్ అండ్ ఇట్ హ్యాస్ బీన్ నేమ్డ్ యాజ్ రహస్య సహస్ర నామ. నౌ పీపుల్ హ్యావ్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ వాట్ ఈస్ ది మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ నామ. దివ్య నామ, నామ మీన్స్ యు నో ఇట్ ఈస్ ఎ నామన్ క్లేచర్. నామ మీన్స్ నామ మీన్స్ దట్ విచ్ ఇండికేట్స్ యూ గివ్ ఏ స్పెసిఫిక్ నేమ్ ఫార్ ఏ an aggregate of qualities is anama. For example, my name is Ramanan. Generally it has been given, even though it has been given my parent, they did not, some name they wanted to give a human flesh and form they given. But essentially when you are thinking of somebody, see, this is one of the tricks mind always plays with you. If you think of somebody immediately, sometimes you may not remember the name, but you will know certain qualities and they will come to you. Supposing you think of somebody, I don't remember the name, but one that he keeps on talking, I think that's one. They were quite tall. See, some of the attributes, these all attributes put together are given a specific name. Just as you give a specific name to a thing which you perceive, like a tree or a flower, so various attributes we intrinsically, without our knowledge, we grasp. Sometimes that name has been given by, that object has been pointed out to us by somebody else. Supposing you were looking at a flower for some time, first time how did you get the knowledge that a rose flower, that you should call rose flower as a rose? Because most probably, or 99% of that, your parents would have told you when you were a child, see, this is thing, this is called rose. So this is how knowledge comes from one angle of philosophy. In other times, sometimes you may not know, you do not know how people have said it, but still you will be able to grasp some of the qualities and some of the things, and they come intuitively. So that is the second type of knowledge. The second type of knowledge is more intuitive, more informal, and at all times, it is the correct knowledge. Now, we have said Nama, then always we don't say it is called Divya Nama. What is Divya? See, from the term Divya has come the word Devi, Deva. Divya means one who, the root word is Div. Div means to play, to be happy, lustrous, always blissful, one who is always be very proud, one who is very beautiful. This is the meaning of Divya. When we start saying Divya Sahasrana, Divya Nama, that is the Namas, the names that are most beautiful, that are most blissful, that are more lustrous, that are most beneficial, and that bring you auspiciousness. Therefore, Divya Nama means, the Divya Nama of Sasa, I mean, Lalita Devi means the special names of the Devi, names of Devi, which can bring you prosperity and ultimate Paragnana, that is transcendental knowledge. Now, this Devi, na kathachid, tata kathachid, satasistitva simmasani ambika. After having heard this sloka, what did the Devi do? Tataha, that is, then kathachit satasistitva simmasanam bika. That is, Lalita Devi sat on a throne, simmasanam bika. Sva சேவாவசரம் பிராதாத்து சர்வேஷாம் கும்பசம்பவா. கும்பசம்பவா இஸ் அவர் அகஸ்திய ஹைக்ரீவா சே தென் ஆல் த தேவா ஹுவர் பிரசன்ட் இன் த ஆகஸ்ட் அசம்பிளி ப்ரேட் பிஃபோர் ஹர் ஹுவர் ச ஸ்வ சேவாவசரம் பிராதாத்து சர்வேஷாம் கும்பசம்பவா. ஹூ ஆர் த பீப்புள் ஹூ கம் சேவார்த்தமாக தாசு தத்ரஹ டு பெர்ஃபார்ம் ஹர் தேர் ஒபீசியன்ஸ் டு எக்ஸ்பிரஸ் தேர் ஹாப்பினஸ் டு எக்ஸ்பிரஸ் தேர் கிராட்டிடியூட் ஃபார் ஹேவிங் கிவன் தி ஆப்பர்ச்சுனிட்டி ஆஃப் லிசனிங் டு லலிதா சஹஸ்ரநாமா உவர்தே. சேவார்த்தமாக தாஸ் தத்ரஹ பிரம்மாணி பிரம்மகோடைய லக்ஷ்மி நாராயணக லக்ஷ்மி நாராயணஞ்ச கோடைய சமுபாகதா கௌரி கோடி சமேதானாம் ருத்ராணாம் அபி கோடைய மந்திரிணி தண்டினி முக்கியா சேவார்த்த சேவார்த்தம் யா சமாகதாக ஹூஆர் த பீப்புள் ஹவ் கம் அவுட் ஆஃப் த தௌசண்ட்ஸ் ஆஃப் க்ரோர்ஸ் ஆஃப் பீப்புள் ஹவ் கம் தி நோட்டபிள் பீப்புள் who were present were Brahma with Saraswati, Lakshmi with Narayana, Gauri Koti Samedhanam Rudranam Api Kodaya, Gauri with Rudra Koti, that is crores of Brahma along with crores of Saraswati, crores of Lakshmi with crores of Narayana and crores of Gauri and along with Koti crores of Rudra. Now can somebody tell me there is something odd in this pairing? Can somebody tell me that there is, find out what is the odd man out in this four sentence? I'll read again, not three lines. Lakshmi na பிரம்மாணி தத்ர பிரம்மாணி பிரம்மகோடைய ஈவன் தட் யூ லீவ் லக்ஷ்மி நாராயணாஞ்ச கோடைய கௌரி சமேதானாம் ருத்ராணாம் இஸ் தேர் எனி கேன் யூ சி சம்திங் ஆட் ஐ கோ ஒன் பை ஒன் ஃபர்ஸ்ட் திங் இஸ் ஐ லாஸ்க் ஜெயஸ்ரீ கேன் யூ ஃபைண்ட் அவுட் இஸ் தேர் சம்திங் ஸ்லைட்லி ஆட் இன் திஸ் டூ லைன்ஸ் பீப்புள் ஹவ் கம் டு வர்ஷிப் தேவி அவுட் ஆஃப் crores of people, two people I am pointing out, Brahma and Saraswati has come, Lakshmi Narayana and Gauri Samedhana, Gauri Samedha Rudra. Is there anything odd here? Because there is a philosophical truth and the fundamental truth is being revealed here. Do you hear me? Yes. Jayasri, do you hear me? Yeah.
Yes, yes sir, I can hear you.
Yeah.
Gauri Samedha means it is Lakshmi and Gauri.
No, Lakshmi and Narayana and Gauri and Rudra. Is there anything odd in this pairing?
Yeah.
Anything special? Do you notice?
I'm not getting, sir.
Okay, next I'll go.
Shiva is also
coming. Just compare somewhere near.
Shiva is also worshipped.
Yeah, next. Let me go to Divya. Can you tell me what exactly is slightly odd from what we always know or what we heard of till today?
Rudra, God is there. That's what you're trying to say, sir. Is it
a little clearer? Rudra?
No, is it because Rudra, as in, why is he here? Like what? I didn't understand so very well, but I'm just trying to guess it.
I think you are nearly halfway through. Even Jayasri has come. Only thing is articulation has not come. Then let me see. Gauri, yeah, yes. Gauri, you have any idea?
Is it because we should call Rudra as Sadashiva?
Again, the Yuvakan 75%. Now let me go to Nandini. Yes. Nandini, yes.
Sir, it should be like Parvati and Shiva.
Exactly, 90%. See, the one, even then 10%. I'll tell you the reason. Normally, we always know Brahma and Saraswati, Lakshmi and Narayana, and Shiva and Parvati. Even Gauri, we always combine with Shiva because Gauri was born and then she was given as marriage you know, the whole thing, you know, sati, marriage and everything, it kept happen. Now here, why it is being changed into Rudra? Because Shiva is different from Rudra. This is the highest authority you can always have. Shiva is different from Rudra, just as Narayana is different from Vishnu. What is it we always know? Vishnu's consort is Lakshmi. No. Vishnu and his consort Lakshmi is only an amsa of Narayana, the original Lakshmi. Because all of you may know, there are three Vishnus. I think Nandini would have known. I have explained to them in this Vishnu Sahasranama. As all of you think, there is not only one Vishnu. There are three Vishnus. One is Vishnu, another is Vishnu, Param Vishnu, and another is Mahavishnu. So, the Lakshmi and Narayana, which is being spoken about, is they belong to a higher plane of existence in place of Deva hierarchy than the Vishnu and Lakshmi, which you worship in temple. As far as Rudra is concerned, Rudra is one of the... Yes?
Can you tell about this three Vishnus?
Yeah, I will share you the article because it will go, I mean, beyond the scope. I'll just share the link. Okay, no problem. You can go through, I'll go in detail. Okay, because see, in Indian philosophy, what happens is you touch one topic, it will keep on dragging. You can read it in full and you come back to me with any questions, I'll answer you. Okay, no issues.
Okay, sir.
Now, for the universe and the cosmos to function, we know there are five functions. That is Srishti, Sthiti or Laya, then Samhara, Tirodhana is hiding, and Kataksha. Now, the duty of creation, you don't call it as creation, evolution is through Brahma, not by Brahma. Evolution is through Brahma from Vishnu. From Vishnu, even from Vishnu himself. Or you substitute with, so now in this case from Lalita Devi. Now, since I am talking about the basic functions. Now, the next one is by Vishnu, that is the sustenance. The third one is destruction is only, that is, the destruction is only a ruse to hide things from you. Because death is not your end. Your journey proceeds. So, from one stage or another, something is hidden, that is called Tirodhana, then comes when Kataksha. All these five, you get the Kataksha is by the Devi. In the case of Shiva, it is one. It is by Shiva. Now, this Tirodhana, I mean this Samhara aspect is done by Rudra. Rudra is Ekadasa Rudra. There are 11 Rudras. Ekadasa Rudras is the Rudra who is responsible for destruction. He exists for us to understand. It is relatively, it is not exactly low. I mean, to understand the concept, let us not compare. At a different pedestal than that of Shiva. Because Shiva exists on a higher plane. As was said now by people here, Shiva is different because Shiva is a part of Shakti. And Shakti is a part of Shiva. That is, Shiva along with Shakti is represented in Sri Lalita Sahasranama. So, here what is being conveyed directly, sir, don't get confused with Rudra and Shiva. Because Shiva, then Devi is being carried by the five Shivas. Four Shivas carry her, one Shiva, Sadashiva Anugrahata Panchakritya Parayana. She sits on the mancha, on the cart. The cart is nothing but Sadashiva himself, and she sits on that. So, all these Panchakrityas are done by five Kritya, that is, five actions are for maintenance or to perform the Leela of Devi. Srishti, Sthiti, Laya, Samhara, Tirodhana, Anugraha are performed by Sri Lalita Devi with the active connivance and support and involvement of Sadashiva. Those who execute this order, they are also her amsas. They are what we know as the Trimurtis, Brahma, Vishnu, Rudra. So when somebody asks you, who are the Trimurtas of Hinduism? Let us not go and then say Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva. No, no. Brahma, Vishnu, Rudra. So this is an essential concept people would have to understand, people would have to know. So the people who are present there were Brahma, Saraswati, Narayana, Lakshmi, Gauri and Rudra, among others. How many? They are crores. I told you earlier, when Devi took along, when there was an argument between these Trimurtis, see, they saw, when they don't really quarrel, they want this information to come out, they always pretend. So, when that issue came, who was bigger, who was greater than whom, the Devi in the form of child took them in a chariot and showed 100 crores of Brahmas and Vishnus and Narayanas and Rudras. Only then their ahankara just came down. Okay, we are just nothing but anything. Then finally they landed in Devi's place. That is where the Lalita Sahasranama in Chintamani Griha, the Lalita Sahasranama is born. That is why in the whole Brahmanda, Anda is one universe. Brahmanda is what you call as a greater universe. And millions of Brahmandas are there. Devi is running all of them concurrently, each of them being put in under the control of 5 deputies, that is 3 deputies, Brahma, Vishnu and Rudra. Along with that, who are all there? Gauri Koti Sametanam, Rudranam Apikoteha, Mandrini, Dandini, Mukya, Shivartam, Samagata. Mandrini, Dandini, these are the people, the out of the Vagdevadas, all the Vagdevadas are also present. And then all the Shaktias. So we have lot of Shaktis. The Shaktis are not one. The Shakti is one. As I said earlier in the last class, there are Vasanamaya Ragasya. That is, Vasanamaya Rupa is one Rupa which is called the Devi Ragasya. The Ragasya is that you have the Sukshma Sarira of Devi, Stula Sarira of Devi, apart from a secret Sarira, Vasanamaya Sarira. This Sarira, Devi reveals to oneself how? By revealing certain aspects of Brahman. Brahman is one whose attributes are too numerous to be elaborated and too vast to be understood by us. So she wants her devotees to know some of the attributes through which she can be known. And these are let known to us by Sri Lalita Sahasranama. One of the major attributes is her beauty. Because it starts, Sri Mata, Sri Maharagi, Srimad Simhasaneswari, Chidakrikunda Sambhoda, Deva Garya Samudhyada, Udyat Bhanu Sarasrava, Chatak Bhavu Samanvita, Ragasurubha Bhashadhyaya, Kodangara, Kutojjala, Mano Rupeshu Kodanda. Then when you start going, if you can understand Sanskrit, it flows. Her beauty comes to your mind. So one is beauty, then again being Sat, Chit, Ananda. These all highly Sat, Chit, Ananda are very high abstract thoughts. The state of being, how many of us can understand? I can't understand. Being is you are there, that's all. Chit, pure consciousness, we don't know. Ananda, still, unless we know these two, Sat and Chit, we will never understand Ananda. These three states are possible when you realize Brahman, which we don't know, right? But even this limited human life, we can realize at least for a microsecond when you lose yourself in beauty. That beauty need not be for a man a girl, for a girl a man. No. It can be the smile of a child. It can be a rain. It can be also a natural sea. Sorry, I think it has gone off. Yeah. It can also be, is the audio clear or is it cut off? I think it was cut off. Hello? Do you hear me? Hello? Was there any disturbance? Hello?
Sir, you are on mute.
We can't hear you, sir.
Now it's okay? One second. I'll tell you. Okay?
No.
Now it's okay? One second.
You are on mute, sir.
One second, ma. I'll try to take it off. Now it's okay. What is happening suddenly? Wondering. Yeah, now it's okay. Suddenly, microphone is on now. It's okay?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Oh, some important point, something. Oh, 1 second, let me tell you. Suddenly, this something has happened. So, it is very difficult for every human mind to comprehend Satchitananda. But in a fraction, people who feel can understand what that eternal bliss. Sometimes, you see a beautiful sloka being recited. You have that superior ananda, you feel it. Earliest morning, you go to a temple where there is no disturbance. You hear the mantras or dhiparatana being conducted. Or when the arati is being done to the devi or any devata, your mind just goes into it and you get the supreme bliss. The beauty can be seen and you feel it. Similarly, the Devi in one aspect, she reveals in exquisite beauty. That is the reason why Shankaracharya has sung Saundarya Lagari. Some of the lines Acharya has written, if you understand, if you do not have the pakwa, you will find it is virasa. No. Just like a mother is adorning, is expressing his love for his mother. And some of the lines, when in this the full flow, you will find the description. I tell you, it is simply as a child in awe and then enjoys. So, the worship of Devi, she lives in one of the aspects in Saundarya, Lalita Sahasranama is through her beauty. And the second is from her chakra. And the third is by her yantra, Meru. Then most importantly, by her one attribute, Sarva Saubhagya Dhayini. When you pray to her, at the end of the day, every Saubhagya will come to her. These are the basic three attributes. One is from Manas, that is the beauty, you feel it in your heart. Now you need not answer, you think at our home, you will always find out, at least in your life, you would have felt 1 second or 2 seconds. It need not be related to only temple. In certain beauty, you will lose your time. You don't know how the time has gone. You don't remember what has happened. That is where God reveals himself or she reveals herself. And the second one is the way she gives you in action. She gives you the results. So, and walk in sabda, in mantra swarupa, she gives you. So, these are the three. Then again, if you again collate it to the basic thing, how do we go in worship in Hindu system of worship? Three levels. One is sacred geometry. One is mantra, sound. And the second is yantra, sacred geometry. And the third is tantra, physical. So, this is the beauty of Lalita Sahasranama in Varivasya Rahasya, the Vasana Rahasya, the subtle Devi reveals herself. Of these three, of these numerous Shaktis, three Shaktis are taken into account. Please listen carefully. Three Shaktis. What are these three Shaktis? Ichcha Shakti, Kriya Shakti, Jnana Shakti. Ichcha Shakti, Kriya Shakti, Jnana Saubhagya, Jnana Shakti. You pray to God, you pray Devi, you praise her as Ichcha Shakti, Kriya Shakti, Jnana Shakti. The same three Shaktis are being addressed to even in Vishnu Sahasranama, Siva Sahasranama, Subramanya Sahasranama, you will find. What is Ichcha Shakti? What is Kriya Shakti? What is Jnana Shakti? Now, this is one of the important aspects of one human being to live and attain liberation and reach the supreme knowledge of Parabrahma. Ichcha Shakti is that energy, that power to perform something. You are desirous of doing something or you are desirous of something. These are the two things. So you want to do that itself gives you the momentum for you to act. Ichcha Shakti. Out of that desire, you act. Out of that act is born jnana or out of jnana that action is performed. So the flow chart is Ichcha Sakti, Kriya Sakti, Jnana Sakti, or Ichcha Sakti, Jnana Sakti, Kriya Sakti. That is, for any action which you have to do, anything to be performed in the world, you should have the desire to perform. Number two, how it should be performed, you should know. Then you will perform. So the desire is constant. In some time, you do certain action and you regret later. That is, out of 99.9%, that is what we do in our life because of our Rajasic Guna. The third one is, from Ichcha Sakti, you go to Jnana Sakti, you think. Before you deliberate an action, you think. Apply your Chitta and then perform an action. Then you will not have any issues. Correct? Ichcha Sakti, Kriya Sakti, Jnana Sakti. All the three Swarupas are Devi. Now, to get relieved of the samsara bandha, the world of names and forms, of desires, pain and pleasures, sukha and dukkha, what are we supposed to do? You have to kill all these three. That is, you have to leave Kriya, Jnana and Ichcha. That is, you have to leave action, you have to leave knowledge, you have to leave the desire. These three are Bhakti Yoga, achieved by Bhakti Yoga, Karma Yoga and Jnana Yoga. The very energy, the Saktis, the three Devis, Saraswati, Lakshmi and Devi Parvati. You can substitute any name here. Excepting Lalita, she is Mata. The very same three people who help you out in carrying out these things so that the Lalita Devi can complete her job of weaving her Maya so that you undergo the effects of your karma palas, both good or bad. But by the blessings of Mata, Sri Lalita Devi, all these three Devis will ensure that they withdraw themselves so that you leave everything. So, in Lalita Sahasranama, Sagala Saubhagya Dhayani, she gives you everything. Then, Jnana Mudra Trikantesi, that is, moment you start getting everything from Lalita Sahasranama, by the time you start getting everything, you will start losing interest in them if your worship and the Parayana or the way you follow the Lalita Sahasranama is sincere and according to the rules prescribed by Hayagriva. By the time it comes to you, you will just dispose them of. I don't need it. Why did I ask for that? That is what happens. When Lalita Devi, when you pray Lalita, when you do this, when you take performing the Lalita Devi Parayana or Sahasranama, whether male or female, you get certain yoga siddhis. Without paying heed to that, you continue your sadhana, you will reach high in your sadhana at a higher level of knowledge. At that point of time, the problem for which you have been praying for Lalita Devi, they would be there, right? But you won't react to them. You understood? Definitely, that is what will happen. Now, I'll give you an example. What happened? Now, is that clear? This is a slightly complicated concept. Have all of you understood this? Have I made myself clear? This concept is clear? Hello? Yes? Nandini, is that clear?
Yes, sir, it is little... I think it is a little tough to understand this.
Okay. Ichcha Shakti, Kriya Shakti. Okay. Now, I'll put it this way. If you want to perform an action, you have to be desirous of it. Yeah, if you want to do some action, you desire of doing. Supposing you want to eat an ice cream, you should have a desire to eat ice cream, correct? Yeah. Then you go to a shop and buy ice cream and eat it. So the two results are possible. When you eat, if it agrees with you, you are happy. If it is not good, you may get some throat infection or you will get fever, in which case it is bad for your health. So the desire to buy an ice cream is Ichchashakti, that which makes you. The desire of, I mean, the action of your going and looking out for a ice cream parlor and taking an ice cream is Kriya Shakti. Jnana Shakti is that which gives you, either after eating it you say it is good for you, after eating it when you get fever you say it is bad for you. That is Jnana Shakti, right? This is a very simple example so that you can understand. This is applicable to everything. When you approach a problem in life, when you have a problem in your life, you have to have a desire to solve it, correct? If you have a desire to solve it, correct. So if you have the desire to solve it only then you will take appropriate action to solve it, correct? You decide on the appropriate action. That decision aspect is done by Jnana Shakti. After taking that alternatives and having decided upon a particular course of action, you engage yourself in action, that is Kriya Shakti. Sometimes, the moment a desire comes, we immediately take the from Ichcha Shakti straight away go to Kriya Shakti. Like I used to do, whenever I feel like eating, even probably you may even laugh, night 11:30 and 12, me and my grandson will suddenly wake up and go into the fridge, start taking all ice cream. This is absolutely nonsense, at least as for my age. Actually, what I should do for my age, I should think, for my age, I am not supposed to eat anything after 7:30. No, I won't do it. I do it. So that is wrong. But actually, if I think, okay, let me think, it is not good for me. If the child wants, let it eat. I will go and then ask the child to take it. So here, Jnana Shakti precedes Kriya Shakti. Similarly, whatever action you do in the life, they revolve around this. This is for your running our daily life. Why these actions are being helped by the powers of the Shakti? Because the Devi wants the whole cosmos to function. That is Leela. She plays around. So the universe has to exist for you, for the Jeeva, to enable the Jeevas to undergo the pala, to results of the actions which they have performed. So that is, but again, by the grace of Lalita Devi, these Ichcha Shakti, Kriya Shakti and Jnana Shakti themselves ensure that they become ineffective. For example, if the Devi is so desired, just to give you an example, let me not trivialize Devi to come to the level of ice cream for Ramana, so that you can understand. So what she can say, no, you are not. So the moment I think ice cream, no, you shouldn't eat. It's not. I'm not eating, I become indifferent to it. So that is why your attachment to things start falling down. Now many of you would have heard of this Mrityunjaya Mantra. Trayambagam Yajamage Sugandhim Butti Virdhanam Utvarugame Vandhanan Mutyo Mukshiyam Hamratat. Here, the example of a cashew nut fruit is given. Because when you see the cashew nut, it will not have any attachment. It drops down automatically. Similarly, your desires will stop down when the Ichcha Shakti, Kriya Shakti and Jnana Shakti Swarupini, she decides to withdraw. Then when it gets withdrawn, you attain the Nirvana or Parabrahma Swarupa or Sayujya Pathavi of Sri Devi. But the same at the initial stages, whatever you desire will be granted by her as Bhakta Saubhagya Dayani. These are the three Shaktis that are being, we always associate them with. That is Saraswati, Lakshmi and Gauri or Parvati. Okay. Now, there are so many Devis mentioned. Kurugulla, Kuleshwari, Gauri, Madangi, Madangi, Chinmatta, Pala, Adipala, Annapurna, Tara, Vachini, Pura, Gayatri, Savitri, Chandasa, Matru, Kurugulla, Renuga, Sambatkari, Samaruda. See, These are the various Shaktis. This you will find in Lalita Sahasranama itself. Each one has a distinct function, distinctive function in fulfilling any simple aspect of your desires. That is, there is each crores of Devis which control any one of your wishes in being carried out to your fruition. Just as if you listen to Sri Rudra, there are two parts in Sri Rudra. One is called Namaka, where we pray to Shiva, begin or Rudra, sorry, all the attributes. That is, we they start, all of you know that. The Rudra, everything is given. You pray Shiva. Then you have Shamaka. You demand everything. In that Shamaka, you will find even the silliest of things are being asked. You will be going and asking Shiva, Rudra, please give me a good place to sleep. Let me have a very good sleep. Smallest thing which you think is idiotic, we think. It is very, see, if you want to sleep, you are praying for Parabrahma, I mean Jnana, you are going and asking, I want to have a very good sleep. I will not have a very good Pashu. Here, when they say Pashu, mean it is something attachment. When you read, I have written a translation of this in Tamil. I will be doing it in English also for Shamaka. No, the reason why I am saying is that the implication is that there are Devadas which fulfill each one of your desires. And each one of your desires is being driven by one Devi at the Icha level. Another corresponding Icha, deity, Devi, at the Jnana level, and another at the Kriya level. So all this, the myriad of Devis, they become condensed into three. They are, as I said, Saraswati, Lakshmi, and Parvati. And again, when you look at Saraswati, it has got three parts. That is, Vag by Vag Kula Rupani. That is three levels. One is Gayatri, in the Ayyata, Savitri beneath the tongue, then Saraswati in the form of Vak, in the form of language, in the form of communication. So, all these expositions, all these things which fulfill your desires, even though the Devi will give you when you do the Lalita Sahasranama Parayana, at the same time as a mother, she knows whatever you give to the child. For the initial stages, may be good for the child, but not for the ultimate growth. What do we do to feed a child in the home? If the child doesn't eat properly, you give the child what the child wants to eat. When you have a puppet or when you have chips at home, the child till the age of 7 or 8 will prefer only that, it will not eat your food. So what an intelligent mother will do? Some people will immediately deny everything, the child will never eat. You will have to struggle 2 hours, 3 hours. The intelligent mothers, what they will do, they will take half a chip, give one, urvai, one mouth, then again, then food, or some more intelligent, then they fix it in every mouthful, give to the child. Similarly, what Devi does, we are all children for her. She gives you everything. At the same time, she knows, giving that food, which is more or less a junk food, I'm just saying, it's not good, even though you like it. Let me give it. After some time, as the child grows, we put your feet down. We put our foot down. Don't eat it. Or we give a better alternative. Similarly, after giving everything, Devi makes a show. She shows the way. She gives an option. Whatever I have given you today, will only entangle you in the samsara. I am giving you something big. Okay? It is your duty to go. Those who are resolute. Vyavasaya in Sanskrit, Vishnu Sahasranama. Vyavasaya means one who is resolute. They will know, I don't want, I will take your knowledge. That is the ultimate reality. That is where Lalita Devi, the real purpose of Sahasranama, is attained. Once you reach the stage, whatever you are being worried about will cease to exist. Because we only react to things in the world. The problems are there. My son is not all right. My daughter is not all right. There are a lot of problems. So long as you react, it is there. right? At a point, you become indifferent. That means not irresponsible. If the child is not well, what is one supposed to do? You take the child to the hospital. There is nobody in crying. What has happened? What has happened? Something is wrong. Nothing. That detachment will come to you. When the detachment comes to you, that is nishkamyakarma. You are doing, you are functioning 110% of your capacity. So that is where one remains as a sthita prajna, being in the world, being away from this world also. So when Devi gives you that knowledge, it is not that things around you are not happening. They will happen, but you will not be affected by it. But the sobhagya will always be there. But please remember, I have already told you, the happiness or unhappiness, that doesn't lie outside. It lies in your mind, how we react to them, right? That reaction portion will become absent. So that is the sobhagya contentment Lalita Devi is speaking. When saubhagya, when Lali is there, people should not think the more money somebody wants, money somebody wants, fame somebody wants, praise by everybody, somebody wants to be known by everybody. Ultimately, what are they? Huh? There's nothing. People tell somebody, funnily, my son was saying, you should have reached a greater age, you should have done this. My answer was something. There were so many people in the world. People have achieved very, very great it. Where are they now? Today you remember Alexander, correct? You are remembering Alexander. Is it of any use to him? Can he at least know it? So there is no point. You are only but an instrument. So let us not try to bother ourselves, overestimate ourselves and trying to do certain things. And we are achieving, not to say that you should not be attempting to doing this. Don't have any attempt. Whatever you are directed to do, you please do it. Don't have any ego to it. This is the ultimate philosophy that is being given for realization. You perform everything. Devi gives you everything. You start doing it. You are but an instrument. So these shaktis are present, are the instruments of your bhogya, that is the process of enjoyment. And Devi is the instrument for making yogyata, that if she makes you qualified to enjoy these pleasures, but you should always remember her benediction, her grace, her blessing should be there for us to go beyond what is happening today. Yeah, one second. Again, it's going off. One second, I'm coming. One second. One second. One second, I'm coming.
Hello, are you there?
Hello, are you there? Hello? Hello, do you hear me? Hello?
Yes, sir.
Now there is some issue in the tab. Suddenly it went off. Now I don't know what is happening. So hope you are able to see me properly.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Ma, others, I think others are able to hear me.
Yes, sir. Yes.
What had happened is, suddenly it came with a notification, please rate, that is quality. I just kept quiet and then just, pressed it, it straight away went. I hope this is clear. If it is clear, I'll post it. I'll explain. I think important point, suddenly it went off. Okay. Now, what has happened is, now these are the three Shaktis which are important. So these three Shaktis are the very Shaktis that make us happy. These are the three Shaktis which make us perform actions. With our grace, they will help us in going away from these Shaktis themselves, with a window being thrown open to us to reach the highest knowledge of Sat, Chit and Ananda. Now, any questions you have, you can give. I think we have got only 5 minutes, no problem, you can take time. Today I know there are some important thoughts have been conveyed, especially with reference to Shakti. Please let me know whether you have any doubts, let me try to explain. Probably I think I should check with my tab also, next time I should be all right. I was told in the next class, I think last Saturday I took some class, the audio and video quality, I was told, was good in my mobile. I don't know how it is. Probably I don't know how to do the lighting, so probably it may not be good. If the sound is all right, it is fine. Because after all, the information is burned. What is the point in my video? There's absolutely nothing. So any doubts? Yes, Jayasri, I can see you. Tell me any doubts you have. Yeah, I think you have to unmute, right?
I'm PPS.
Any doubt? Yeah. Any doubt, Jayasri?
No, sir. No problem. It's not Jayasri, I'm Preeti.
A lot of confusion. See, you please to tell me. You please tell me who is Preeti. Let me be. See, you are the one you met me in Kochi, no?
Jayashri is from Kochi. I am from Dubai.
The one small doubt. See, I just have. Now, I want to set it right now. Who came and met me in Kochi? Who is that?
Jayashri.
Okay, but how is it I am getting the faces confused? No, I don't know. Okay, I'll save it.
It's okay,
only.
Sir. She's my sister only.
Oh, I see.
Not related, but yeah.
You know what had happened is, I saved her Ernakulam Jayasri. Right?
Okay.
There is one Preeti. Then again, since Preeti has come through Jayasri, what I have written is,
you put
Preeti Ernakulam Jayasri, Cochin. So I have to know, who I am speaking to. Now,
correct.
Face now. Now, a couple of days ago, I was thinking, thank God I talked to you. He said, who is Preeti? Who is Jayasri? Okay, so long as we can talk to them, they can. And she came to me, probably should be about 6 or 7, 8 years back. She came and met me in the railway station. And how should I say? I was moved by the trouble they had taken to come and see me. I was just passing through the season. She spent about an hour. I was so touched, by the way. And her husband also. Very nice people. They are in touch with me. So, okay, now I got that sorted out. The real Preeti, please stand. Real Jayasri, please stand up. Any doubt? Yeah. I think it's also joined. Any other doubt, please ask me. Because these concepts are, I know, slightly abstract. And not normally being expressed to people. Simply, our people are used to following a little higher thing. Not very difficult. Once you are exposed to that, even in Vishnu Sahasranama classes, people felt it was tough. After about, now we have come to up to 40 shlokas, when we keep on repeating these statements, it becomes easy for people to follow. So, you have no doubts, right? The next one is, now we have, what, who else have? Divya, do you have any doubt?
No, sir.
No, why? Then we have Nandini.
Today you explained about all the three Shaktis and three Devis associated with the three Shaktis. And while concluding, you said at some point of time, these three Shaktis will evolve us into Satchitananda, right?
Yeah.
But that is in a different plane, no, sir. Like, these three Shaktis, whatever thing we desire is everything from the mind point of view, but Satchitananda is some consciousness point of view, right?
Exactly.
Now,
see, the point is slightly clarification, you will get it at some time. You know, what happens is, whatever we are doing, going through, whatever pleasures and pains are going through, they are the results of our karma phalas, the actions and the reactions which we get for the actions which you have done in your present life and the past life, right? One has to go through it. There is no way of escaping them. Even for that, the grace of the God is needed. Even the correct phala to come to you, there should be a grace of God, correct? So, those things are executed by the Devi, these three Shaktis. But when your karma phala decides, that you should also have the blessings of the goddess or God to reach her or his feet, to reach the absolute reality, correct? That is the ultimate Parabrahma Jnana. At that, when that knowledge dawns, all these three V's will ensure that you lose interest in things that are mundane. Whatever this, my daily, this, you know, daily getting up, taking coffee or tea, cooking for children, eating, going to office and sleeping, getting old and then getting worried, worrying about children, worrying about daughter, son, worrying about health and finally going in one way. So, the day-to-day affairs will be of interest to one for some time. But when we worship Devi, she ensures that even though she gives all of this in abundance, after some time, when she wants that, when she feels that you are fit to receive that jnana, to reach the Satchit Ananda, which is absolutely on a different plane, technically it is not on a higher plane, I'll tell you how, she enables you to reach. Why it is not on a different plane? Because you are not the flesh and bone. You are not your mind. You are not your chitta. You are something more than that. And that something more is Parabrahma. That is Brahma. Brahman, the reality. Once you shed away the illusion that you are the body, that is called Dehatma Buddhi. That is that you identify yourself with the body, then you identify yourself with your mind, then you identify yourself with your children, your parents, your friends, your colleague, then you identify yourself with your children like, this is my house, this is my car. They are not yours. Even your life is not yours. Your parents are not yours. That knowledge will come only, all of us know. But only thing, we are not blessed to reach that stage. That, when that, you know, that illusion of that, everything is mine, I am here doing everything, I can achieve everything. This illusion, this ahankara, in Sanskrit, ahankara means, does not mean haughtiness. Ahankara means the feeling of I-ness. When this goes, your real nature, Sat Chit Ananda blooms. That is the purpose of every human being that lives in the world. And Lalita Sahasranama is one of the tools which uses all the three, that is mantra, yantra and tantra, to reach that stage. Is that clear? You have understood? Is that clear?
Yes, sir.
Divya? Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Nandini, any doubt? Hello?
No, sir. No. Okay. Clear, sir.
Okay. Now, I think it's already over time. I hope I have not taken much of your time. What I'll do is that we have, we will again join in the next Monday. In the meanwhile, Jayasri, original, yes. I just want to say that so far I've been confusing with somebody else. Jayasri is there? Yes.
Yes, sir. I am here.
Yeah, you are. Now, let me see. I'm just so got confused. I'm just confusing your sister.
Oh yes, no, we got everybody. Yeah. Anything else? Any information? I mean, any questions? All of you have, you can please ask me. And if you don't have, I think we'll end this session. I'm sorry there was some glitch in today in class for about two or three minutes. Let me cross check. Anything else?
Nothing, sir. Actually, today it was very much audible compared to other classes. Actually,
there is no in this. You know, last a few minutes, right?
But still, today the class, it was very audible, sir. The clarity was very good today's class.
Today class, no, I just want to find out the reason. The audio was much better today throughout the class or the last 10 minutes?
Yeah, it was okay, sir. It was fine.
No, the reason why I am asking is, the last 10 minutes I am doing it on my mobile. Is this better than...
The last 10 minutes there was no video or audio cut, but before there was some problem, but that even that time also audio was good only, sir.
Yeah, audio was compared to the other classes. Actually, today's audio was very clear.
Okay, then I'll do that. I think probably I should the same place to sit. You know, today we got, today our internet is such that the bandwidth, where it goes, we don't know. Suddenly, this is a place it seems to pick up well. But last class, when I took out on the last, I think it was on a Saturday thing, I think in Velour, I was taking, right now I'm talking to you on mobile, probably you will see from the display, the people who were attending the class, they were saying the audio was very good the mobile, I mean what I am speaking, is this quality better than this tab or the tab is better?
That is the mobile is better, sir. Mobile is fine.
What I am speaking is better, right?
Yeah, yes, sir.
Yeah. Is that the total opinion of all? So that I will do that. Because I have nothing. I mean, instead of tab, I got the laptop also. Or I got a desktop. A desktop is very, very cumbersome. And I have seen most of the cameras and audio systems I have got, no, probably. It's not really good when I go to that. But when I found tab was good. Now, if you say that mobile is good, I'll come on mobile. We'll see what best can be done. Okay. I think everything, see, I would like to be know which is very good. I mean, in terms of quality, I would like you to give me a feedback technically, because always, no, I'm not a technical person. So you please keep me posted so that I can improve. Now, today, as you say, the quality is good, right? Then we'll continue with that. Okay, ma'am.
Excellent. Today's quality is excellent, sir.
Abdiya, that is audio. Okay, ma. Abdiya pandra, ma. Thank you very much. Shall we see? I think we'll see again next Monday. Thank you.
Monday.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, sir.
You, thank you, ma. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, Krishna. Yeah. Okay.